Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Masjid Darussalam, Toronto, Canada. Wednesday before Eid al-Fitr Salah, 31st of August, 2011. Who Eid is for? Benefit of 6 fasts in the month of Shawwal. Fasting in Ramadan forgives the past sins. Why the feet of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was swollen. Sadqatul Fitr. The Bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ibrahim Qureshi Shahid Namad Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected honorable brothers and respected sisters, first and foremost, I would like to greet you with the universal greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has returned His favors upon us. The word Eid is derived from the root word Aud. And the word Aud in Arabic language means Aada Yaudu, means to return. So once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has returned His blessings and His mercy upon us. And He has blessed us with this day of joy and happiness. We need to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has returned this day to us. Now my brothers, in the traditional khutbah, and inshallah this which will be rendered by our imam today, one of the message which is given, and you know, I wanted to translate this message today, that who is this Eid for? Alhamdulillah, this is a day of joy and happiness. But now let's just reflect upon who this Eid is for, and who will be deserving of this day of joy and happiness. So it is mentioned beautifully, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ أَمِنَ بِالْوَعِيدُ. Beautifully said. Obviously, this is a very poetic message. Mentioned, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ. Eid is not, in reality, it is not for that person who just puts on beautiful garments and new garments. But in true essence and true sense, the Eid is for that person who understands the warnings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it penetrates into heart, and because of that, he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all given times. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَبَخَّرَ بِالْعُودِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَلَا يَعُودُ. So beautifully mentioned, Eid is not only for that person, or in true essence, the Eid is not for that person who puts on beautiful, expensive perfumes. Oud. Obviously, it's very, very expensive. And, you know, perfumes like Oud, you put on beautiful perfumes. Alhamdulillah, this is one of the sunnat that we're supposed to be doing on the day of Eid. But it is not only for that person. In true essence, the Eid is for that person. إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَلَا يَعُودُ. He makes sincere tawbah. He makes sincere repentance. وَلَا يَعُودُ. And that because of his sincere tawbah, he will never go back to his old habits. So from this day on, obviously this is a great test, and I will elaborate on this topic further. But from this point on, if the shayateen, everyone is loose, he will never go back. He will fight the shayateen, and he will keep himself steadfast. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ آنَسَ بِالْغِلْمَانِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ آنَسَ بِالْقُرْآنِ. So beautifully put. Eid is not for that person who is accustomed and who is attached with people, especially with children. Rather, Eid is for that person who has attached himself with the glorious Qur'an. Eid, in true sense, is for that person who has attached himself with the glorious Qur'an. The month of Ramadan was the month of Qur'an. And obviously, alhamdulillah, To an extent, every one of us were able to attach ourselves with Qur'an. My brothers, after all, this is what will be coming into grave. No other companionship will be coming to grave. It is your Qur'an, it is the recitation of Qur'an, your longing and your attachment with the Qur'an and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will come in the grave. And further it is mentioned, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ جَلَسَ الْبِسَاطُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ جَاوَزَ الصِّرَاطُ. so beautifully mentioned, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with beautiful couches. So this person says here, it is said here, Eid is not for that those people who sit in those lofty couches and nice, you know, chairs. Rather, Eid is for that person who is able to cross the pul sirat, the sirat, the bridge, which will be crossing over the Jahannam successfully. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ بَنَى الْقُصُورِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ جَهَّزَ الْقُبُورِ. So beautifully mentioned, Eid is not for that person who has built big, big mansions or who yearns for big, big mansions. He is longing for big, big mansions and houses. Rather, Eid is for that person who has prepared for his grave, which is his ultimate abode. Whether you have the mansion or you live in the apartment, but ultimately, inevitably, every one of us will have to go underneath the grave, into the grave. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Subhanallah. Eid is not for that person who travels and who sits in luxurious cars, beautiful cars. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that, with beautiful cars. This is a blessing. But in true essence, Eid is for that person who has abandoned himself from all sins. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ أَكَلَ اللَّبَّ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. So beautifully mentioned. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ أَكَلَ اللَّبَّ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Eid is not for those people who eat, you know, beautiful fruits, and, you know, obviously on the day of Eid, we have so many different delicacies. Alhamdulillah, we will be enjoying through the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But indeed, the Eid is for that person who fears his Rabbah, his Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my brothers, now just to understand this here, and just before we expand further, now let's understand this point here. You know, when you talk about Eid, who will enjoy Eid? Now just to make you understand this, let's share a beautiful example. Now we have a person, for years and years, he was establishing his business, and he went through so many difficulty and hardship. At that time, no one knew him, no one cared about him, but he used to work so hard. And now one day, after years and years, perhaps after a decade, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him a day when he has a full-fledged business. Now people are, you know, shaking his hands. People are coming to him, greeting him, welcoming him. Now the time has come. But before that, no one used to see him. Now this person, alhamdulillah, he's enjoying and he's taking maximum benefit from this business. Now this person, compare this person to his children. When this person dies and his children, when they inherit this business, multi-million dollar business, who will appreciate more? Obviously, it's the person who put his effort behind it. But that person who did not put any effort behind it, and he simply inherited it, he will not appreciate. That is why we find our children really don't appreciate the wealth of their parents. They just take it for granted. So my brothers, those brothers, and our respected sisters who put excessive effort, abundance of effort throughout the whole month of Ramadan. They fasted during the day and during the night they were up before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the darknesses they used to start, they used to pray Taraweeh prayers, and they would not suffice with Taraweeh prayers. Rather they would go home and connect one-on-one connection with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they build deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. They slept for hardly 2 hours, 3 hours. This was the type of effort they put behind it. You know, they finished the Quran, recitation of Quran, number of times. I know some sisters, they finished the Quran over 10 times. I mean, subhanAllah, 10 to 15 times. This is the sisters, you know, if they can do this, imagine the brothers. But generally, you know, my observation is that sisters are more, you know, they're generally ahead of brothers when it comes to practicing deen and making worship. So these people will enjoy, as opposed to that person who never fasted properly. That person who had the opportunity to pray Taraweeh, but he never prayed Taraweeh. For him, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a normal day as any other day. Another very important message that we need to keep in mind, and generally our attention doesn't go towards this. Now this is beautifully mentioned by a great scholar who was a great scholar in hadith. His name is Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah. He mentions this in Lata'if al-Ma'arif, beautifully says, he says that, especially when the day of Eid used to come, on that day, they would have sorrow and grief on their face, for one particular reason. Now he used to say, قَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ كَانَ السَّلَفَ الصَّالِحِ يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي إِتْمَامِ الْعَمَنِ وَإِكْمَانِهِ. ثُمَّ يَهْتَمُّونَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ بِقُبُورِهِ وَيَخَافُونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. It is mentioned about our pious predecessors. Obviously, we need to, they're our leaders. We need to look forward to them. The Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, the people that came after them. Now, they used to try their best to do their ibadah in the best way possible. Now, after doing their ibadah and worship to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we did in the month of Ramadan, they used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of one particular ayat. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that we only accept the worships which are rendered by the servants. We accept only from the pious ones, the muttaqeen one. Now obviously this is, you know, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know who is the pious and who is, innama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, the most honored one amongst you is the one who has the most piety. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can determine, we have no right to determine and predetermine. Nevertheless, but of, you know, Salaf al-Salih, whatever good deed they used to do, they used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only if Allah can accept what we have done. It is mentioned by Hadith Ali radiallahu anhu. Hadith Ali radiallahu anhu would tell his people, he said, كُنُوا أَشَدُّ إِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ أَلَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Hadith Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, oh people, once you have done the good deeds, once you have done worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then try making that perfect and try fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His acceptance. So just by doing it, we have done our job and we walk away. No, we should also worry and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deed. It is mentioned that some of the pious predecessors, subhanallah, what they used to do, كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ سِتَّةَ أَشْهُرٍ أَنْ يَبْلُغَهُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ سِتَّةَ أَشْهُرٍ أَنْ يَتَقَبَّلَهُ مِنْهُمْ. For 6 months in advance, subhanAllah, you know when the month of Ramadan is gone now, we will forget about it till the next year comes. But these Salaf al-Salih, for 6 months in advance, before the month of Ramadan would come in, they would make dua, oh Allah, let me not die before the month of Ramadan comes. For 6 months in advance. And then after, when the month of Ramadan used to terminate, they would be making dua for 6 months. Oh Allah, whatever we had done in the month of Ramadan, accept this from us. Accept this from us for 6 months. This is how they used to respect and honor the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned, Umar ibn Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi, we all know he was a great khalifa. It is mentioned about him. On the day of Eid, this was the message given by Umar ibn Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi. It is mentioned, خرج عمر بن عزيز رحمه الله في يوم عيد فطر فقال في خطبته. He mentions this. This was a message given in his khutbah, in his sermon, in his speech. يا أيها الناس إنكم صمتم لله 30 يوما وقمتم 30 ليلة وخرجتم اليوم تطلبون من الله عز وجل أن يتقبل منكم. كان بعض السلف يظهر عليه الحزن يوم عيد الفطر فيقال له إنه يوم فرح وسرور فيقول صدقتم ولكني عبد أمرني مولاي أن أعمل له عملا أيقبله مني أم لا. Look at this beautiful message. Hazrat Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullah used to say that, O people, indeed you have fasted in the month of Ramadan for 30 days. Indeed you stood up in the Taraweeh prayers in that night for 30 nights. And today you have come out, tatlubuna, seeking from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He accepts the worship from you. Then he mentions, now Umar ibn Aziz rahimahullah was from the time of Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. So he mentions, kana ba'du salaf, meaning Sahaba radiallahu majma'in, yadhharu, on the day of Eid, you can see sorrow and grief on their face. Sorrow and grief would be visible, transparent on their face. Simply because, you know, people would ask them, O Sahaba, O people, why? Today is the day of happiness. Today is a joy. Today is the day of joy and happiness. Why am I seeing sorrow and grief on your face? So they would reply with this message here. Sadaqtum, you have spoken the truth. Walakinni abdun, but I am a mere servant of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ, my master has ordered me and commanded me, أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ, that when I do any worship, I only do for his pleasure, no one else. An a'mala lahu 'amalan. Any deed that we do, we only do for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika lah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear, inna salati, our salat, wa nusuki, and our all the other sacrifices that we do, our living, our dying, whatever we do, is exclusively for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, you know, this happens that sometimes, you know, we're doing worship, but we get distracted with our inner selves and with shayateen, and because of that, our intention changes. We don't have the right intention. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our good deeds. So Salaf al-Salih, they would say, أَيَقْبَلُهُ مِنِّي أَمْ لَا. I don't know, I have done these deeds, but I don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from me or not. My brothers, think about it. Sometimes, you know, your exam, a medical exam, you give it the test, and it was a very hard test. But that youngster who gives his test here, he will never ever be satisfied till he gets his result. He will never be satisfied. He will keep on working hard, and he will make sure he works harder and harder and harder till he gets his result. My brothers, we need to excel ourselves. This month of Ramadan was a boost for us. We need to excel ourselves so we can work even more harder until the next year comes, so that when we go to our grave, when we sleep in our grave, we will see our results before us. It is mentioned, obviously, the time does not allow me to, you know, elaborate further, but obviously there's another two more points I wanted to mention. And one is the six fasts that we keep after the month of, after the day of Eid. Briefly mentioning on this topic here, a very famous hadith narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, it is mentioned, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu used to say, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. That person who fasts in the month of Shawwal, after keeping the fast in the month of Ramadan, he fasts six additional fasts in the month of Shawwal, any time in Shawwal, as if he has fasted throughout the whole year. Now in hadith here, the word dahar is used. Now dahar doesn't necessarily mean 1 year. It can be the whole life. You know, this is one of those words, one of the great imams we all know, we all hear about, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. When he was asked, mad dahar, if a person says, la ukallimuhu dahran, I will not speak to so and so person for dahar. What does dahar mean? He simply said, la adiri. I don't know what dahar means, because he was confused. It has so many different meanings. Nevertheless, that person who fasts six additional fasts in the month of Shawwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as he has fasted throughout the whole month. Now obviously, I try explaining with a beautiful example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a principle, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا بِتْلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear, that person who does any good deed, it is multiplied by 10 times. So you multiply the month of Ramadan with 10 times, you get 10 months. And then you multiply the 6 months which we will keep inshallah in the month of Shawwal, you multiply by that 10 times. So 6 times 10 is 60. So 60, obviously you get 2 months. So you put the 2 months with the 10 months, you get 12 months. Beautiful. Ibn Rajab Muhammad rahimahullah mentions a few other points and the benefits of keeping the, you know, fast in the month of Shawwal. He says, كَصَلَاتِ السُّنَنِ الرَّوَاتِبِ قَبْلَ صَلَاتِ الْمَفْرُوضَةِ وَبَعْدَهَا فَيَكْمُلُ بِذَلِكَ مَا حَصَلَ فِي الْفَرْضِ مِنْ خَلَلٍ وَنُقْصٍ. He says that by keeping the six additional fast, obviously we are accustomed praying salat. And when we offer our salat, we don't just suffice on our first salat, do we? No. We make sure that we pray sunnah before that, and we also pray sunnah after that. So Ibn Rajab, and why do we do this? We do this so that mandatory prayer that we had to offer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any deficiency that came into it, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate those deficiency by praying those nafl prayers and sunnah prayers which you pray after the salat. Likewise, if a person was to keep six additional fast after the month of Ramadan, any deficiency, and obviously subhanAllah in today's time, there's so many fitnas and so many trials, you know, and we're not able to keep the fast like the way the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in kept. So obviously we go through so many difficulty and hardship. But by keeping these six additional fasts as if we are keeping sunnah fast, like we're praying sunnah prayers. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate any shortcomings that came into the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Another point that he mentions, He says أن معاودة الصيام بعد صيام رمضان علامة على قبول صوم رمضان. فإن الله عز وجل إذا تقبل عمل عبد وفقه لعمل صالح بعده. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, I mean, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions another very important benefit for keeping six additional fasts in the month of Shawwal. And he says that a person who is able to keep six additional fasts in the month of Shawwal, this is a sign of acceptance for the month of Ramadan. All the fasts that he kept in the month of Ramadan, this is a sign of his acceptance if he is able to keep six fasts in the month of Shawwal. The reason behind this is because a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he does worship, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him more opportunity, this is a sign of acceptance. The third benefit that, or the fourth benefit which is mentioned, and the siyam Ramadan yujibu maghfiratan ma taqaddama min adh-dhunubi. All the fasts that we keep in the month of Ramadan, one of the greatest benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon all our previous sins. Such a great ni'mat. Such a great ni'mat. Think about it, my brothers. On regular basis, how many sins do we commit? You know, we can't even think, we can't even comprehend the type of sins we commit. It's not how many sins, the type of sins we commit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who observes the fasting, the month of Ramadan with sincerity, Allah will pardon all his sins. Now my brothers, isn't this a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So for this, he says, فَيَكُولُ مُعَاوَدَةُ الصِّيَامُ بَعْدَ الْفِطْرِ شُكْرًا. So by keeping fast in the month of Shawwal, this is appreciation. This is appreciation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. By us keeping fast in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardoned our sins. Now we are keeping six fasts in the month of Shawwal. Allah subhanahu, now this is appreciation for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It is mentioned, you know, regarding this, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم حتى تتورم قدماه. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to stand up and pray tahajjud prayers to such an extent that his feet would get swollen. So someone asked him, أَتَفْعَلُ هَذَا وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. O Prophet of Allah, you're still doing this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear in the Quran that all your past, obviously he committed no sins, for any shortcomings, whatever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned every single thing. And O Prophet of Allah, despite that you're doing this, and you're standing up in tahajjud prayers to such an extent that your feet get swollen, I don't think we've ever done that. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this. So look at the beautiful reply that was given by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say? He say, "Afala akunu abdan shakura? Shall I not be a grateful servant of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned my sins?" My brothers, from this we realize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardoned our sins, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, because this is a great ni'mat. Now obviously, this was just few benefits. Some people, they ask a question that when we keep six additional fasts in the month of Shawwal, do we need to keep them all together or can we break them up? Well, the scholars mentioned both of them are permissible. You can keep them all together or you can break them up as long as you keep the six fasts in the month of Shawwal. Another very important point that I need to mention, and the time is against me, and that is Sadaqatul Fitr. Obviously, Sadaqatul Fitr is a very important practice on the day of Eid, and this cannot be neglected. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before, you know, he would tell the people that before you come to Eid, before you come for Eid prayers, you must take out Sadaqatul Fitr, and Sadaqatul Fitr will be a very minimum amount. It is equal to 1.6 kilograms of wheat. 1.6 kilograms of wheat. Now obviously that equals to about $4 to $5. So we put the standard amount here, $5 here. Now this has to be given, especially on those people, on behalf of those people on whom zakat is necessary. So all those people that give zakat, they must be giving Sadaqatul Fitr. And whom should they be giving Sadaqatul Fitr? On behalf of themselves and on behalf of their minor children. So Sadaqatul Fitr is necessary upon those people who give zakat, and it is necessary on behalf of themselves and on behalf of their minor children. Obviously, if you give Sadaqatul Fitr on behalf of your family, meaning your wife, if you give Sadaqatul Fitr on behalf of your wife, then you must make it clear to your wife that I am giving it on behalf of you. You must at least tell her this much. If you don't say this much, then her Sadaqatul Fitr will not be valid. So this is also very important. And obviously, sometimes you may not have, you're not in the position to give Sadaqatul Fitr. I mean, you're in the position to give zakat. But you have so many excessive items in your house sitting, TV, whatever it may be, and they all equal to the value of nisab, which is about $800 to $900. If it equals to that value, then again also Sadaqatul Fitr is necessary upon you, and obviously the minor children on behalf of minor children, you have to give Sadaqatul Fitr. Along with this year, obviously, the time is up. One last point that I wanted to share here. What is the benefit of Sadaqatul Fitr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentions in the hadith that if a person gives Sadaqatul Fitr, then any shortcomings that came in the fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon that. And obviously, when we enjoy Eid, there are many poor and destitute people, they also need to enjoy Eid. The last message and the final message, my brothers, I wanted to give you is that the whole month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we kept ourselves distance from sins. My brothers, let us not celebrate this day with sins and evil, my brothers. Let us not do this, my brothers. My brothers, to appreciate the month of Ramadan, we don't celebrate this day going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the last thing that we can think about, my brothers. So now when we dress ourselves, my brothers, our sisters, we need to be very particular the way we dress ourselves. My brothers, now when we're going into the car, you know, for the whole month of Ramadan, your iPod or your car was free from music. My brothers, let us not start blasting music now. My brothers, let it not be that now we have the license to go and anywhere and to the cinemas and to watch anything and everything, my brothers. Let us try practicing the same practices that we did in the month of Ramadan, and let us better ourselves. Let us not make ourselves worse and degenerate ourselves. And upon this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to practice upon what has been said. Now I will explain to you. I will briefly explain to you the procedure for Eid prayers. Now, Eid prayers is just normal prayers. We pray this before, we pray Eid prayers first, and then we have the khutbah, the opposite of what we do for Jummah prayers. Now, in Eid prayers, we have six additional takbirs, meaning Allahu Akbar. So, in the first rakat, we will say Allahu Akbar. Now, this is the mandatory takbir, which is called takbir al-tahreema. So, when you say Allahu Akbar, we will fasten our hands. And then we will read thana. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك تعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. You read this, and then the imam will say, he will begin with his six additional takbir. So first in the three in the first rakat, so he will say Allahu Akbar. We will raise our hands and put them down. Second time he says Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and we will put it down. And the third time he says Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and then we will fasten it. So these are the three additional takbirs in the first rakat. Now, in the second rakat, imam will pray normal prayers, and just before he goes into ruku, he will say three additional takbirs again. So, Allahu Akbar, we raise our hand, we put it down. Allahu Akbar, we raise our hand, and we put it down. And then we say Allahu Akbar again, we raise our hand, and we put it down. And the fourth takbir, we will go into the ruku. The fourth takbir is not additional takbir, the fourth takbir is for ruku, so we will make that fourth takbir and we'll go into the ruku. Now this is how Eid prayers is prayed. Inshallah, I think there's one or two announcements.